First, we continue today in Siman Tzadik Vav. The Shulchan Aruch writes the following: Kishum Mispalel, when a person davens lo yochas biyado tefillin, velo sefer mikisvei hakodesh, velo ka'ara maleo, velo sakin umaos vikikar. When a person is davening, a person shouldn't hold in his hands tefillin, or he shouldn't hold in his hands a sefer, nor should he go ahead and hold in his hands a ka'ara platter that is full, nor a knife, money, or a loaf of bread. Why? Because these are all things that are important, and a person will be thinking about it, will be preoccupied with the fact that he does not want them to fall. And as a result, of this preoccupation, he will not have proper kavana when davening. However, the lulav bizmano mutar le'achoz biyado, but to hold the lulav on sukkis in his hand is permitted. Kevan she'achiz biyado hi mitzvah ve'ino nitra b'shvilo, since the holding of the lulav itself is a mitzvah, and therefore, again, we do not consider that type of preoccupation to be detrimental. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and says, kishum mispalos hefkon alef, perpim agadim kasav duhadin b'shans kriyash. The Prima Gata points out this is not just a din in Shmona Esrei. This is a din in general when one is davening. Any part of davening, one should be careful not to hold something that could lead one to be preoccupied. Lo yechos, halocha beis, sif beis, sif kon beis. So this is important. So, however, let's say a person did hold something, so he doesn't have to go back and daven again, as long as he knows that he had proper kavanah during the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. Umutur hashatz lahachzik ha-sefer Torah biyado b'Shabbos kishomer yikum porkon. And the Shliach Tzibur is permitted to hold the Sefer Torah in his hand on Shabbos when he says yikum porkon. T'cheven shekavanah so'az l'spalo alom de Torah al-ki machzik ha-sefer Torah biyado v'lo l'shim shmira farik ma'olula b'zmano t'chemutur lahachzik b'sha'a shenu varchim ha-chodesh. But again, during yikum porkon, when ultimately he has in mind to give a blessing to Davin for those who learn Torah, so to abirchas ha-chodesh, one is permitted to hold the Torah as well. And again, we don't consider it as if a person is going to be preoccupied to the point that they will be unable to have proper concentration. Below, he goes on, Ka'ara malea, pa'alocha dalid, shalibo alea, shalo yishapech minu, besakten shalo yipal aris, v'yitaka baraglo, ubema'os, shalo yispazru, va'afim him tzurin, tarit shem yovdu, imlo sha'oksin, ba'ofen b'lak al-mecha shem yovedu, d'chazir berk Yosef, so the idea of all these examples that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch is that these are all things that a person would be worried about if they were to fall, lest they be lost or lest they be ruined. And along the same level, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be careful not to have a baby in front of them at the time that they're davening as well, as the presence of the baby may ultimately detract from kavana. Umaos v'kikar, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Cotton Hay. He says, V'davka hani shim yiplu bahem heim hefsel eyozikolo. Aval shari dvar mutra lechoz, yishom dahani lav davka, elo orcha de milsa nakat. V'atin shim lito shum davar biyadu b'shas ativle v'chein hiskimataz. So it seems to be the consensus is like the Taz, that in reality the examples given by the Shulchan Aruch are exactly that, they're examples. But the idea is that one should not hold anything over the course of davening that will detract from their kavana. Mipnei shalibo sifkat and vav tzarech iyon im mutra likach tefillin b'sefer Torah biyado heichad demisarim nekonavim de'efshar der tirolo. So in a situation, again, where a person is, let's say, fearful that somebody is going to steal sefer Torah or tefillin, the ability to daven while holding those, again, in such extenuating circumstances, it would appear to be permitted. Mishnah Berurah comments, he goes on and says, Katan Zayin, Mutra Lechos, Nafal Sefer Ala Aretz Ve'inu Yachal Lechavim, Mutra Lechbio, Keshe Yisayim Abrach, Shu Omid Ba, Ve'im Lav Hafi Lo Yafsik, V'choshkin Shein Likros, Be'etzbo Kiyotzi B'shas Tfilo. So if a Sefer fell on the floor and a person can't have Kavano, so he's permitted to pick it up right after he finishes the Brach in which he's currently engaged. But he should not motion to someone else to do it during Shmona Esrei. The cause of Ataz, this is actually quite interesting as well. He says, if somebody started to daven Shmona Esrei and he got confused, he is permitted to walk over to a place where there is a sitter, and he's permitted to go and take the sitter, which is quite amazing. Even in the middle of Shmona Esrei, a person is able to walk over somewhere and go to take a sitter in order to steady his kavana. Halacha beis, mutar le'achoz machzor tfilos biyado b'shar shemispal lepers. And so, after we just got finished saying that a person is not permitted to hold anything in his hands at the time that he davens, The Shulchan Aruch however says that a person is permitted to go ahead and hold his machzer, hold his sitter in his hand at the time that he's davening. Since a person is holding this for the very sake of affecting kavanah de gatvila, doesn't distract. Same thing like lulav, that since again a person is doing this for the sake of the mitzvah, so again it's not considered to be an unhealthy preoccupation. Hago. However, again, the Ramah comments that if a person was not holding it at the beginning of tefillah, a person should not try to look for it during tefillah itself. Unless, of course, a person knew exactly where it was. Then a person is permitted to search it out, even in the midst of davening, since a person already technically knows exactly where it is. So the idea over here is that in the middle of davening, a person should not start looking for a sitter, because the act of looking for the sitter in the midst of davening is in and of itself distracting. The idea over here is that a person should go ahead, now remember what we just learned before is that if a person is so distracted that they lost their place, they can even go and get a sitter in the middle of davening. But the idea is, lechatchila, one should not go searching out for the sitter, rather one should take the sitter if one knows exactly where it is. He goes on, the cost of hataz, same idea that a person should know in the sitter exactly where the various tefillos are, so that a person doesn't have to spend time during davening itself leafing through the sitter to find the requisite tefillos. And the Berak Yosef says, this is what people do. They make a mark for themselves on a particular page which they need to go ahead and daven from when they're saying a tefillah that's out of the norm, like Vatodienu or Anenu. So quite beautifully quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who said, even during Chazar Sashatz, a person ideally should be following along in the sitter, in order that a person is attentive to all that the Shliach Tzibor is reading. Plus, we will stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with Tzadik Zayin tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.